In South Korea, President Park Geun-hye was officially ousted today by the nation's highest court. Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Warner has that story.
The Constitutional Court's verdict announced in Seoul was unanimous. Upholding the impeachment of South Korea's President Park, it removed her from office, a stunning fall from power. Streets overflowed with demonstrators, many celebrating the ouster of the country's first female leader.
The people gave her the power to serve, but she filled her own pocket, disrupted social order, and undermined democracy.
Others protested the verdict, saying Park's removal leaves South Korea at risk.
We should be thankful to President Park for protecting our nation. Young people these days don't know that. It's only been 67 years since the Korean War erupted. We can soon see another similar tragedy happen.
Two people died during today's protests, and at least 30 were hurt. All of this follows Park's suspension from office in December. Now she may face criminal charges of conspiring to let childhood friend Choi Soon-sil meddle in state affairs and extort money from businesses, including Samsung, whose own chief is now on trial for bribery.